720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to have on the line multi-time James Beard Award winner, Top Chef Master, best-selling author, TV personality. Although he is the world's, we claim him as, I would say, probably the most beloved chef we have in Chicago, the one and only Rick Bayless. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for that very, very generous introduction.
Oh, come on. You know this. That's all right. But your humility adds to, I think, all the reasons people are going to be excited to see you tomorrow. Now, you've always been a person to use your platform as a chef, a personality, really for the restaurants. They've become a global destination. Use all that to support causes and raise awareness. And now for this series called Chicago Dish, a Chef's Roundtable, you and great friends are bringing that conversation to the classroom. You're going to be out at Elmhurst College.
We are. We're going to be talking about what it means to be a chef in the 21st century, because I believe very strongly that, you know, we have emerged from the kitchen. Used to, people told us to shut up and go back and cook and just cook for their pleasure. But I will tell you that we really affect a whole lot of things that go on in a community. And first of all, just by buying the certain ingredients from local purveyors or local farmers, we can really change the agricultural economy of a place. But beyond that, many of us have gotten involved in a lot of other kinds of endeavors that make this place a better world to live in, I will tell you. And I know that Beverly Kim, who will be with us tomorrow, has started a project called the Abundance Table, and she is working very strongly with young mothers, single mothers mostly, that are making their way through the profession of being chefs. And they face all kinds of struggles that they need support in, so she's supporting that. We do a whole lot with providing culinary education for young adults on the West Side through our Impact Culinary Training Program, because we want to change the way that people from especially disenfranchised communities are able to come out of those communities and actually build a real career for themselves. And I think that that is one of the things you're seeing with chefs a lot these days. And so we're going to be talking about that at Elmhurst College tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to kind of get into that younger generation as they maybe explore, yeah, interested in careers on the culinary side, and say this is part of it, and it's a get to, it's not a have to. This is an opportunity to really change the culture and have some impact. I've been talking with you probably for at least 15 years about the Frontera Farmers Foundation, and that's right. And you were one of those guys that started that whole conversation, saying, "Hey, I know you love what's on the plate and here at the table, but let's learn about how it got here." And have you had other chefs that have come up and maybe seen how you've led by example and asked you specifically about that, this whole part of it?
All over the country, honestly, it really amazes me how wherever I go, there is great interaction between me and chefs that really want to change things in their community to make their communities better places to be. Of course, we're bringing them good food, okay? And that really raises the quality of life in any community. But beyond that, I have to say that we're very interested in doing other things and really touching people's lives in other ways as well. And since chefs have a bigger platform now than they have in the past, we got a lot of things to say, and we're bringing them to the public.
Yeah, Chicago Dish, a Chef's Roundtable. It's going to be 7 p.m. Thursday. That's tomorrow at Elmhurst College. We'll have links up for all of that. It is just $20. And I think what's important is it's free for the students. I wanted to ask you, though, too, is, you know, just as many of the different causes are built into things, that you also have things that you run into along the way and that you've built into your platform. I saw somewhere, so Sacred, Lou Bank is a guy that I've known for a long time with Sacred and helping, whether it's the, you know, the spirits and mezcal and the families in Mexico. And all right. of that. And you've gotten involved with that, been a part of the board and now are supporting. That's great.
Well, I will tell you, I am a huge fan of mezcal and have been for a long time, mostly because, as opposed to tequila, which comes from way bigger houses, when you buy a bottle of mezcal, you're really supporting a family and a community. And so what Sacred is doing and why I'm so excited about being part of their board is that they are really doing things to improve the quality of life in the villages that make this incredible mezcal that we all love. But in many cases, they live in what you would call sort of a poverty kind of environment. And so in order to bring up their quality of life, Sacred is raising money to do all kinds of projects all through the mezcal producing regions of Mexico.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Again, we'll have links up for all of that stuff too. And excited to have you and Stephanie Izard, Beverly Kim out at Elmhurst College tomorrow. Again, Chef, we'll have links up. And as we let you go, is there anything else that's maybe on the horizon you never stop, whether it's the media side or the books or maybe new restaurants, anything people and fans of Rick Bayless should look out for?
Well, I just took a break from the presentation of this new menu in Topolobampo to come and talk to you right now. And I am so excited about it because we are going to celebrate the Day of the Dead in Oaxaca in Topolobampo with this new menu. So I can tell you that's what's really on my mind right now.
So focused. People are going to be loving it. I'll let you get back to it. And of course, everybody will see you out in Elmhurst tomorrow. Thanks, Chef, for everything you do. Thanks for jumping on.
Certainly. My pleasure. Take care.